Brian, you oversee the campus outreach for Greek InterVarsity, and we understand that there's been a dramatic increase in students showing an interest in Christ. Share with us what you're seeing, what you found.
Yeah, great to be with you, Richard. Yeah, I've been working with Greek InterVarsity for nearly 25 years and the national director for 15. And these last few years have been one in which the scope of reach and the rate of growth is kind of unparalleled in what we've seen in any of the preceding years. The last 3 to 4 years in particular, Greek InterVarsity as one part of InterVarsity's ministry on campuses across the country, we've seen a tripling in the number of students that we're working with over the last 4 years.
Would it be safe to say that students taking part in Greek life on campus are influencers on campus and elsewhere?
Yeah, most of the time, the Greek system or the students involved with fraternities and sororities on a college campus aren't substantially different than the rest of the student body, but they would be students that are kind of personification or an amplification of whatever the campus culture is like. So if the campus is really into studying and getting the right grades or pursuing the right internships, these students do this in excess. And similarly, if the campus is a party life campus, a place where students are pursuing pleasure and fun, that also is what you see fraternity and sorority students doing in excess.
Now, the vision statement I saw online said that part of it, every Greek is one friend away from Jesus. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that network of a fraternity or sorority and the fraternity or sorority system, one of the negative consequences of that is the network effect, that one person's actions can spread quickly or have damage. But on the other hand, the opportunity of the network is that there's a lot of interconnectedness. And so when one student living with their friends decides that they're going to partner actively with what God is doing in word and deed, it means that the 100 or 200 friends that they are living in proximity to are really now just one friend away from knowing Jesus, that they are brushing their teeth alongside and they're eating daily and they're studying and they're doing life with someone who is actively partnering and seeing with God's eyes what he might be up to in their friends' lives. And so one of the things that we invite students to do is to see how they are placed uniquely and specifically in the spot they are with intention to say yes to God's invitation, that they would be a not just a friend, but a spiritual presence in their friends' lives. And by doing so, that their friends would experience Jesus in their midst.
That paints a picture for us. Thank you. After graduation, for someone who has a new life in Christ, does this often continue into their workplace and their family and down the line?
Yeah, when students can learn how to take a step of faith and to externalize their faith, not make it as private or as protected, but to actively engage it with the people around them, we find that those students become much more likely to enter a workplace or to go into whatever their vocational path is and to look for similar ways to express their faith and to invite others to experience the good news that they've experienced themselves. So whether that's in their neighborhood or their place of employment, there are less hangups because they've done this very thing in a different situation in the past where they felt the equipping and support to take those sort of risks for Jesus' sake. And in general, the dynamics of college are one in where students are primarily with friends and with people where there's not a power dynamic because they're on an equal playing field. And so learning in that environment sets people up much more robustly for an environment where you might have employment issues at stake, or a paycheck, or a supervisor asking you to do something that you know would be a compromise of some kind. So being able to kind of be formed in this environment sets them up well to follow Jesus for the long term.
Looking at what we talked about before with the increased interest in Christ that you're seeing, what do you sense young people are looking for when it comes to faith and life? What's driving this?
Well, there's a lot of pressure on students to have it all figured out and to be perfectly assembling the life that they want to live. They feel like they have the tools and everything's at their fingertips, and the pressure is in making the choices to optimize life and to have the fulfillment that they feel like is on their responsibility to create. I think what that leads to is a gap between what they're experiencing out of life and what they could be experiencing out of life. Because of that, there's a lot of internal pressure to get it right out of the gates. And then there's a lot of self frustration or blame or, missed expectations around what they're lacking. And for a lot of students, an increasing number who don't grow up with any sort of faith background, who haven't had any sort of rooted framework of the difference that following God makes in life and the ways in which setting your life on a trajectory of following Jesus for the long haul can root, resonate, and establish all of those elements. I would say that students, when they come across friends who have found that following Jesus really is good and true and makes a difference, they are interested in knowing what would that look like for me, and could this be the antidote to the gap that I'm feeling. And so for Greek InterVarsity, that's part of why the being one friend away is so central, is the idea of students being able to express this in their life, experiencing Jesus in ways that are true and deep and profound, not just perfunctory or walking through the motions, but that they would experience it as real and true, so that they can speak out of that place of this truly being good news for their friends. And these friends that are trying to figure this out, trying to piece this together, and have very little access to the sort of resources of knowing the opportunity of what it means to follow Jesus, that they would have someone guide them as a friend, walking with them, helping them discover what that looks like.
So more or less a one-on-one pre-discipleship.
Yeah, I would say Greek InterVarsity is attempting to really empower and develop students to be the leaders and to be the best equipped person to invest in their friends' lives and to help them grow as well. And so when we develop and resource students to take that risk and to become the ministry leader in their individual context, most of these friends, they are experiencing their friend being that Bible study leader or that ministry leader who is investing in them. We help them to lead Bible studies inside a fraternity or a sorority that is a lot of times somewhat closed off, that this is a network of friends that they all know each other. And so by helping a student be equipped so that they can lead these spiritual conversations in a place that their friends are familiar with, the house they live in, with people that they already know, the only thing we're adding to the mix that is uncomfortable or new is taking this conversation to a new place of talking about Jesus and the difference of what the Bible says about who he is and what the impact can be for their life. So helping students set that up and to put these practices in place means that then each of these environments are ones in which people can both formally and informally come to encounter Jesus.
So drilling down a little bit here, could you share any individual stories about something God has clearly done in a particular student's life as a result of working with the ministry?
Yeah, I was just on campus 2 weeks ago at Purdue University in Indiana, and I met Ava, who's a Delta Gamma there. And she was telling me a little bit about her story and how when she was a freshman and she first came to campus, she was nervous. She said that when you come to college, you don't know if your faith is going to take a terrible turn. But for me, it was the exact opposite because of Greek IV.
Wow.
And the reason for that is that she quickly got connected to the community of Greek IV that we had on campus and started coming to some of the weekly gatherings that spanned all the different fraternities and sororities. And because she got plugged in with a discipleship group, meeting with a staff member, she could grow in her faith and build some deeper relationships. And she said that in that space, her faith deepened and she really began to grow and mature. And because she was feeling the effect of what that community and engaging deeply with scripture and having friends who could encourage her in her faith, what that was creating in her, she realized that she didn't just want that for herself, but she also wanted that for all of her sisters in Delta Gamma. And so she started a chapter ministry or her sorority, and that quickly grew to over 60 women in the sorority involved on a weekly basis. There's multiple different studies and groups now happening within the sorority, and as she then became the president of the sorority, she handed off that leadership to the next leader coming behind her that she's developed. But because of her outreach, the women that join Delta Gamma now aren't asking the same question that she did of, can I hold on to my faith? Is this something that's congruent with being in this sorority? Instead, the majority of them think that it's completely natural to follow Jesus in this environment. And in fact, this would be the very place that they would grow in their faith the most.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And I would suppose that with the people who are working with InterVarsity, they're also getting a benefit from doing all this too.
Yeah, there's about 20 Greek InterVarsity staff on campuses across the United States, and almost all of them were at one point students involved with the ministry and are now called and led to continue to pass on what they've experienced to this next generation of students. And in many different settings, what they would say is that this is a continued expression of God's care for them as being called to continue to show compassion and love to a set of students that very few people look at with compassion, but instead, again, most people look at Greek students with a little bit of contempt, but their heart breaks similar to God's for these very students.
So have you seen any, as a leader, any breakthroughs that clearly had to have been of God, where an opportunity came forth or something occurred totally unexpected that, you know, was a wow factor for you?
Yeah. I mean, what is happening at the university, at Purdue is extraordinary from what I've seen happen over the years. When I was there last week, there's over 100 students like Ava that are leaders taking risks in word and deed across the Greek system there. That means that out of the 6,500 students that are in a fraternity or sorority at Purdue, one out of six of them are actively involved on a weekly basis in a Bible study in one of the fraternities or sororities on campus connected to Greek University. It's gotten to the point that they can no longer meet in fraternities or sororities for the Greek IV all campus gatherings because they're starting to break fire code. And they've become the largest student group on the campus, so much so that the president of the university is going to come to one of the next meetings in order to see exactly what's happening.
That's amazing. They're taking it a little bit wider here. There have been clusters of revival on a number of college campuses over the past 2, maybe 3 years. What is your take on what's going on?
Yeah, I think, again, over my nearly 25 years doing campus ministry, I think that there have been pockets of unexpected or substantial growth on different campuses at different times, times where there's breakthrough of renewal and seasons of unexpected or phenomenal growth and response from students. I think, at least at this moment, one of the dynamics would be that a lot of students that are growing up disconnected from faith or having never been exposed to the claims of Jesus and the difference that it makes, we see a lot of those students as they truly taste for the first time what it means for God to come near and to draw them into relationship with Him. I believe that a lot of those students are responding when that happens. In addition to what happens for Greek University on campus, we hold off-campus retreats in the fall and conferences in the spring. And across those events, in the past, we might have had one out of 10 students come to faith or to become a Christian at one of those events. Over the last couple years, that number has doubled to one out of five. And some of that is, I think, a function of while there might be a few less students in aggregate coming to all of the events than maybe 10 or 15 years ago, the density of the students coming to faith is higher because if they come, they are really interested and God is meeting them in the place of their desire.
You touched a bit on this a little bit earlier, but how many schools is InterVarsity active with in the United States?
Yeah, InterVarsity is active on around 650 campuses across the United States, of which Greek InterVarsity is working on about 50 of those.
And if people would like to know more information about what you do, I know that you got a lot of information available. What is the best link or place to go for that?
Yeah, they can check out our website just by looking up Greek InterVarsity. And if they wanted to follow us on a particular social, Instagram would have lots of student stories and be a place for students to directly connect with us.
All right. Brian, I appreciate you sharing your heart, your wisdom, your insight with us. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you, Richard.